Vermont's historic painted curtains hang in town halls and garages all over the state, and they harken back to a time when vaudeville and local theater were the main sources of entertainment in rural towns. Now a Broadway playwright has developed a play about one of Vermont's most prolific painted curtain artists. And the show has its world premiere in Saxons River next week. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
I'm an artist, a creator. That's truly what I am. I'm a painter. I'm a gypsy, a vaudevillian. I took the road less traveled, and by God it led me here to you wonderful people, but the next road isn't clear. I have all
this is a musical about Charles Henry. He was an artist and a playwright and an actor. He traveled around Vermont in the early 1900s, painting theater curtains and putting on shows in small towns across the state. And now his life is portrayed in the new play, Charles Henry's Final Curtain.
Each painting becomes a part of me. Each leg, each teaser, each ear.
Henry performed right here, in this room, at Main Street Arts, in what used to be the Saxton's River Oddfellows Lodge. And Saxton's River still has 8 Charles Henry curtains. Cass Morgan thought that was pretty cool.
And I became so intrigued with this idea. I didn't know that Main Street Arts had all of these curtains and that there was a historical character connected to them. So I started looking into that and thought that it made the perfect subject for a show. And here we are.
Morgan is a professional Broadway actress and playwright. She made her debut in the play Hair in 1970.
Didn't take my clothes off, just get that out of the way right away.
She went on to co-write the play Pump Boys and Dinettes, which opened on Broadway in 1982. About 15 years ago, she moved up to Vermont to be near her daughter and grandkids. And after moving up here, Morgan heard about Henry traveling through Vermont with his family. They'd set up in a town and put on vaudeville shows while Henry painted his theater curtains. And while the play went on, Henry would make the painting on the stage and auction it off at the end of the performance. Morgan says as she learned more about him and what he was doing, she became convinced that there was a story here to tell.
I mean, he invented himself. He was completely self-taught. Nobody had ever done what he was doing. So I just looked at him as such an incredibly strong, adventurous, creative, imaginative, brave man, and that he involved his family in this. To me, I found it very, very moving.
Morgan's play tells Henry's story, and she uses music from the time to immerse the audience in a vaudeville performance. Morgan calls her work historical fiction. All of Henry's family is featured in the play, and it's set in 1915, the year Henry gave up the road and settled in central Vermont. America is about to enter World War I, and in Vermont, Henry's brand of vaudeville entertainment is fading as radio and the movies get more popular. So the play's title, Charles Henry's Final Curtain, is a nod toward legacy and art, and making tough decisions that are sometimes put upon us by outside forces.
I found something at the kernel of it very, very contemporary, this concept of having to let go. I mean, letting go and understanding your relationship with your family and what your legacy is and what you need to let find its own place in the world. And it's a universal story.
Come be with me and our gems, Charlie. Come hold me close in the night.
In 1915, Charles Henry retired to Vergennes. He died 3 years later. Charles Henry's Final Curtain opens November 9th at Main Street Arts in Saxton's River.
We'll finish the canvas of your life, Charlie. With me, love is...
chance.
For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.